Well, good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV and your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. The Packers getting ready to take on the Carolina Panthers on Saturday night. That's right, Saturday night. We got Saturday night football. Been a while for the Packers since they played on Saturday. It's going to be a primetime affair. Hopefully the Packers make quick work of the Panthers and don't let them hang around as they are wont to do. But they're off today. We won't hear from Coach, but we will hear from him and Aaron Rodgers after the game, hopefully after a rousing Saturday night victory. Make sure you're checking out the watch party on YouTube and Facebook for Cheesehead TV. Corey and I will be watching the game, as always, with thousands of Packers fans around the world. Always a good time. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Good to see you all. Big B's here. Big B's the goat. The goat! Good to see everybody. Pogs is here, of course. Joshua, what's up, man? How are you? Carl, good morning. Lenny, how are you, buddy? Hey, man, don't be hating on the YouTube ads. Cheesehead TV's got to get money. I got to get my salary paid, my rent paid, man. Come on now. Good morning, everybody. Caress that whip. Is that a Devo reference? Morning, Nags. Afternoon from Newcastle. Andy, how are you? With Saturday games being so unusual, how much of an impact has it had on team preparation? I would think minimal. At this point of the year, a lot of the time, it is all about preserving the guys, not so much driving them hard in practice. I think Spoon asked Coach yesterday how many padded practices they have left, because you only get 14 in a year, and they have one practice in pads remaining available to them per the CBA. So it was going to be mostly walkthrough this week anyway. Obviously, everything was kind of bumped up by a day. I don't think it should really have that much of an effect on their preparation. Nicole, good morning. How are you? Aaron, good morning from the West Coast. Good morning from New York City. Hope you're doing well. You're up early. When am I growing the stash back out? No time soon. I am growing my hair out, though. I'm not cutting my hair until the Packers are done for the year. That's my promise to you guys. Although I always wear a hat, so it doesn't really matter. CR, what's up? Thanks to the super chat. Not pack related, but Atletico going to wax Chelsea. Probably. Hell, we can't fucking generate any kind of offense to save our fucking lives. Nathan, thanks to the super chat. If we win the next two games, we probably get to finish the season with a laser show. What is the best possible trade scenario for Tim? I don't think anything gets done this offseason, even if he balls out in a meaningless game. I think they will showcase him next summer and move him then. I think, knock on fucking wood, provided we have preseason, provided the world is somewhat back to a semblance of normalcy and they have a training camp and a preseason, I think they'll showcase him and trade him then. That would be my guess. What's the point of pads now? Tackling has been an issue. Brandy, you want to get guys in pads as many times as possible. You're just not allowed to because of the CBA, and the players wanted that as part of their negotiating points. But coaches love it. You want guys basically practicing what they're going to be doing on the field as close to full speed as possible in the pads they're going to be wearing. But like I said, you only get 14 of them. That's why usually at the start of the year, you only go once a week. It's usually on Thursdays. But, nothing's live. There's no taking anybody to the ground, at least not after that kind of young guys training camp portion of the year. What do I think the offseason looks like at inside backer? A reclamation project. I think Brian continues to search, probably for bargains still. I can't imagine he lays out big money in free agency. Maybe if somebody falls to them in the draft, but I don't think it's going to be a thing he's going to be reaching for anytime soon. Do they get padded practices added for the playoffs? Yeah, there's a bit of a reset. I think you get one a week. Anyone see Herbert last night? Good Lord, he can sling it. Yeah, he can. He's an exciting young quarterback. Holy cow. To think he's only a rookie, it's pretty insane. But yeah, I hope he doesn't waste away with the Chargers. Hope they put a good team around him because he is fun to watch. John, run some screens. I agree. Run some screens. I would like to see them get some traditional halfback screens incorporated into the mix, because they run a lot of slip screens and obviously wide receiver screens. I'd love to see like an old school classic Dorsey Levens type screen thrown to Aaron Jones and let him go to town. But yes, I very much agree. Throw some screens. We can only hope our next QB is as good as Herbert. Yeah, I'll take it. Considering Aaron's MVP level of play, any chance Jordan Love goes the Jimmy Garoppolo route? No. Nope. Nah. Did I see Rodgers IG live? I did. I actually told Kay. She did a great job. That's a really she makes it look really easy, and that is not easy. What she's doing there, hosting that Instagram live, and what she does on Good Morning Football. She's really good at what she does. I was on her podcast back in the day, and she's a really cool person. Love to see her kind of blowing up, and I thought Aaron was really good with her, and I thought it was really relaxed and a lot of fun. And I loved his little bit about Corey Linsley pitching him to be his acting agent when he retires. Will Drew Rosenhaus want Aaron Jones to reach free agency? Yes. Unless the Packers come up with some inventive way of giving him a ton of money up front, which I can't imagine they're going to want to do. I think he's going to want him to let him hit free agency. Yeah. Big Al, what's up, man? How are you? Do special teams have playbooks like the offense? Yes, Rick, they do. They look a bit rudimentary, but yeah, there's all sorts of different kind of coverages and how you're supposed to execute your lane and what have you. They're a little bit more pared down, even more so now, since all the new rules have been put in place as far as coverage goes. But yeah, they have playbooks, and you know, they match up what their assignments are to the film, and they grade them the whole nine yards. Can we get a belated birthday shout out to my dad, lucky enough to witness both Super Bowl I and II? Shout out to Joey the Jaguars' dad. What's up, Pops? Happy birthday. Hope the Packers get you another Super Bowl here soon for your birthday. Why does Dez Bryant always help change the rules? Catch, no catch, COVID-19. It's just fog. He's a demonstrative dude, so he brings a lot of spotlight to stuff. We need to play man-to-man on third and long. Flatline, man, you're preaching to the choir here, dude. I don't know. I've been yelling it all year. No one cares what I think, though. Two more days till your birthday. What's up, man? Happy birthday. Is Jeff Janis the missing piece in special teams? Pretty much. A Jeff Janis type. A gunner that they can count on. Somebody who wins and gets down there and eliminates any potential return. Yes, they definitely, desperately need that. Dean A, thanks for the super chat. Why isn't Devontae getting MVP talk? Because when he missed games, they still won. Can't be that valuable if the team just keeps chugging along without you. Aaron, you have to watch the new Mandalorian episode. Absolutely immaculate MVP level content. Nathan, I have watched it. I'm not going to say a word because I know it's still within 24 hours. I don't want to give away spoilers. But yes, I watched it this morning. Alex, sorry you're late. Don't ever let it happen again. Who is the biggest threat from Carolina? I mean, offensively, I've been saying it all week. I think it's Mike Davis. And I know, look, I think Matt Rhule is a good coach, and his offense has some real potential in the NFL. I think this is a game, though, if I'm Carolina, I want to bludgeon the Packers to death. I want to keep my offense on the field and keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. And I think Mike Davis has every bit the potential. Now, he's obviously not Christian McCaffrey, but I would just feed him like 25 touches in the running game. I would just try and milk that clock, just get 3 or 4 yards at a time. As we know, you know, the Packers have to commit bodies to stop the run. And once that happens, then maybe you can get a stutter go or something, a sluggo, what have you. Take your shots intermittently. But yeah, to me, that's the number one way for the Panthers to win this game. Because I think, you know, the Packers offense is going to put up points. Zero doubt about that. Even though we've heard everyone on the Packers talk about how unusual the Panthers defense is. They play a 3-3-5, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, I think the best way to go about it is to bludgeon the Packers if you're Carolina. Deshaun, thanks to the super chat. Where can the Packers take advantage of the Panthers D? Everywhere, but definitely deep. Their secondary is a bit of a shambles. And I don't think there's any question they're going to want to roll things to Devontae. That should open up stuff for Tonyan, should open up stuff for Lazard and MVS. MVS should be able to get deep at least a couple times. I think this is a game where if the Packers don't shoot themselves in the foot, and these are the Packers, so you never really know, but this is a game they should absolutely take control of early. I think they can really attack them down the field. As we talked about yesterday, the weather is supposed to be cooperating. Sounds like it's going to be a cold but still night, not a ton of wind, no precipitation. Rodgers shouldn't have any issues throwing down the field. So I think, you know, they should get up a couple scores pretty early on. What else we got? A couple super chats. Riley, thanks to the super chat. Is Tonyan the most complete tight end Rodgers has had? No, I think Finley was more complete. You know, people hate on Finley for whatever reasons, both during his playing time and in his post-playing days, but he was a really, really talented player. I mean, it's not to take away from anything Tunyon's doing, but I think Finley's easily the best, most talented, most complete tight end Rodgers has played with. Andy Herman is a Jedi. You damn right he is. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. All I want for Christmas is some tackling or Raji. I'm not quite sure which one of those is more likely to happen. I would think probably Raji coming back out of retirement, but we'll see. Finley, Lacey, very underrated. Jimmy, you got that right. Both of those guys were really, really good. Finley even hates on you and look at you. Don't let his personal attacks on you get in the way. Love to see it. I just call, you know, I'm not going to shy away from the film. You know, he can hate on me all he wants, but you know, the film is there. It is what it is. It exists. Can't deny it. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. If Boyle starts week 17, which quarterbacks are also active? Woo, Nathan, trying to start something. Probably Love, I would think. I would think Rodgers is probably in street clothes. You're a Packer and a Panther fan, Blaze. What? What? Wow. That's too early for that. Brett, thanks for the super chat. How would you grade Kevin King's time with Green Bay? B minus, probably. I'd give him. Be nice if he was on the field more. Lance, thanks for the super chat. Do we trade Rodgers before or after the draft next year? Thoughts? Not next year. One more year. I think next year is Rodgers' last year in Green Bay, and then they will trade him. That's just my guess. We will see. Rough. Feeling bad for Jay Sternberger. Rough start to a career. Yeah, Rick, he has had some tough luck. Now already, you know, missed now 2 weeks. He'll miss tomorrow night's game with that concussion. You know, he starts the year on the COVID list. Last year, he had a couple injuries right away out of the gate. It's tough to get going when you keep getting set back like that. But he's a talented guy. I have zero doubt. You know, once he gets a good stretch of health, he will be a very good player for the Packers. Nags, name one good middle linebacker we used to have. Bernardo Harris. Wait, no, I'm kidding. Desmond Bishop. What about Desmond Bishop, baby? He was good. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Saw Eddie Lacy yesterday here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and he's looking to be in better shape than in his NFL time. I don't doubt it, man. Chilling, living that retired life. Robin, thanks for the super chat. Rest in peace to the original Boba Fett, Jeremy Bullock. R.I.P. passed away yesterday. Played Boba Fett both in Empire and Jedi, and of course was the Imperial officer that Lando sabotages on Bespin. Good stuff. Johnny Holland, there you go. Hi from Uruguay. What's up? Tavon's first TD tomorrow, Fernando. From your keyboard to the football god's ears. I doubt it. It's hard to think he goes from four snaps for 8 yards into a end zone trip, but you never know. Maybe they get him involved in some kind of package where he gets out in space and gets loose and takes one to the house. I'd be all for it, of course. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Z and Preston can take advantage of this O-line? Yes, I do. That is dependent on them getting into third and long, though. And that's what I was talking about before, why I think it's a smart play for the Panthers to really try and pound the football. Gary should be playing too. Don't forget Gary. He, you know, had he was on the injury report this week, but sorry. But yeah, he will play. What we got here? What we got? Brandy, Ray Nitschke. Yeah, no doubt. Making sure I didn't miss anything. Nice for MVP. Okay, you guys got to calm down. Big Cheese, thanks to the Super Chat. Has Jair been our best corner since Woodson, or am I too bold? No, you are not too bold at all. He is absolutely their best corner since Woodson. It's not even close. Yes. Now, obviously, Woodson won Defensive Player of the Year in 09. I'm not quite at the point where I want to say Jair is a Defensive Player of the Year nominee. I think he's really, really good. He's got all pro written all over him. And he is certainly their best corner since Charles Woodson. I don't think that's even close. Dave, thanks for the Super Chat. Do you think we'll see more teams using number one wide receivers in the slot like the Pack have? How can we defend that? I mean, we've already seen that quite a bit around the league, not specifically against the Packers, but how can the Packers defend it? I would think when they go to their man stuff, and I know we'd heard from Mike Pettine 2 days ago, talking about how he doesn't like to do this, but I think there will be instances where they do kick Jair inside. But that said, that's the whole reason teams want to move guys, their number ones inside, is to get away from the perimeter corners. I do think you'll see a little Jair in there. That said, I think they'll zone it up more often than not, and that is frustrating to watch, but that's what I think they'll have to do. What are you saying? Devon House wasn't the best? Yes. Yes. That is what I'm saying. Brian Noble. I love all these old school shout outs. Give it to me. Prime Sam Shields. Sam was great. He's not at his best, though. He wasn't as good as Jair at his best. No way. EQ gets his first TD tomorrow. Tommy, I hope so. I think he's played really well the last couple weeks. Obviously hasn't had a ton to show for it on the stat sheet, but there is more to the game than statistical production. I think he's played really, really well, and I would love to see him get a touchdown. That said, you know, I think it would have to be on a broken play where Rodgers finds him late, but you never know. Casey Hayward was good. He was obviously much better in California than he was in Wisconsin. We need our vets and stars on D to step it up. You darn right. All I want for Christmas is from the Packers is them to start Kamal Martin. Please. Flatline. I'll call Petten. Oh, hey, if you guys missed it yesterday. Yesterday morning. I read it last night. Spoon, Tom Silverstein, has a great piece at PackersNews.com about that very subject. Really well written. Good overview of where the defense is and how they started playing with some of the younger guys on the inside against the Lions and how they need to do more of that going forward. Really good piece. Highly recommended. You should check it out. Sam Shields all day over Jair. No, sir. No. Sam's great. Love Sam. Great speed. Physical guy. More physical than people give him credit for. But Jair is better. What about Al Harris or Mike McKenzie? You following along with the timeline here? Since Charles Woodson? Since 2010? Why so much Rambo? I'm very confused as to what that means. What about Ahmad Carroll? Now here come all the randos. Still sad about Micah Hyde. That's the one I never got. Never understood that one. I understood letting Casey Hayward walk, given the circumstances they were in. Micah Hyde will never make sense to me. Morning, Aaron. I saw a stat that said JK has punted less than Rodgers has touchdown passes. No wonder the weapon is misfiring. Nah, it's your job. No, you're a specialist. No, I don't care. You don't punt a lot. You got to punt well when you're called upon. No. Just because you don't fire doesn't mean you aren't expected to you know, produce something that aren't blanks. Banjo for versatility. Banjo's still playing, man. He's down in, he's in Arizona, I think. It's crazy. Baoju. There we go. I love it. Do we draft a punter next year? Hell no. I don't want Corey Banky to have to burn his house to the ground. No drafting punters, please. No. Has Rashawn Gary progressed enough that Goody lets Preston Smith go this offseason? I don't think it's as simple as letting him go. I think he will undoubtedly be asked to take a pay reduction. And after that, we'll see. That's down to Preston. But Preston still has value to this team, to this defense. And I know it's frustrating that he isn't getting to the quarterback with the regularity he did last year. But he still has value. And I think he can still be a good player for them, even if Rashawn Gary is starting over him. Whitley Buchanan was the best quarterback. He cornerback. He played way before Woodson. People, come on now. All right. I think we've reached the end of this tether. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking some Packers. Please, 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 please join us for the watch party tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun. And hey, just hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night or day. Go Pack, go.